Morning, Bruce. How are you?
I'm wonderful, John. How about you?
I'm doing great. The reason we're getting together this morning is to talk about a case that involves the victims of unfair competition by the Food and Drug Administration, Battelle Memorial Institute, and the Grocery Manufacturers Association.
Mm-hmm.
Together, these three organizations have formed what's called an enterprise that is engaging in things like bid rigging, price fixing, and violations of a whole range of federal laws. And the reason they have come together to do this is to maintain an artificially low cost for what is called predictive analytic technology. And they've come together in order to enhance profits by making available to themselves predictive analytic tools that I'll talk about in a second that help them basically save money. Predictive analytic technology really is a technology that allows you to project what can happen in the future. And it helps you look at patterns of behavior in very complex operating systems, things like the food supply or, you know, getting the materials, getting production to meet demand, those types of things, by mathematically treating large amounts of data using algorithms and mathematical treatments so that you can actually use the big data, they call it, to predict or project what may or may not happen in the future. This is really an important way to deal with really, really significant issues like food risk and the management of food risk, things like foodborne pathogens and the safety of the food we eat, as well as protecting the food supply from unwanted attack. Now, this is an interesting group of people because the FDA is responsible for about 80% of the food supply in the United States.
Wow.
U.S. Department of Agriculture has about 20%. So the FDA is really, really a major player here. And one of the primary contractors to the FDA in the area of food safety and food defense is an organization called the Battelle Memorial Institute, which is one of the largest scientific organizations that we have. Now, what's really interesting about Battelle is they claim to be a nonprofit charitable organization, even though they are dealing annually with billions of dollars of money that comes from contracts working with the U.S. government, including Department of Energy, Department of Defense, and FDA, and many, many other government organizations. To make a long story short, one of the big areas that Battelle is involved in today is this area of predictive analytics. And Gartner, the investment firm, has estimated that the use of big data, including predictive analytic technology, is going to drive a $212 billion information technology market by the year 2016. That's a lot of money.